A federal judge has ruled that accused terrorist Zachariah Massawi is competent to serve as his own lawyer and has allowed him to fire his court-appointed attorneys. The government charges that had he not been arrested on immigration charges last year, Massawi would have been the 20th hijacker in the September 11th attacks. If convicted, he could be sentenced to death. NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
The federal courtroom in Alexandria, Virginia, resembled a scene from a movie. The defendant's mother, who's not seen him since his arrest, was in the second row with the lawyer she's hired to represent him. A tiny, thin woman with a black scarf over her head, she wept at the sight of her son and stood to get his attention. But he seemed oblivious at first. Judge Leonie Brinkema quickly made clear her conclusion on the question of the defendant's mental competence. He was rational and could represent himself. One last time, she tried to persuade him that the public defender's office had assembled a nationally recognized legal team, but Massawi was having none of it. "My credibility is undermined by them saying I'm crazy," he said. "They are in a conspiracy to kill me." "You know," said the judge, "your mother has hired a lawyer to represent you." Again, the defendant's mother stood. Massawi smiled and waved slightly, but then turned to the judge. "No. My mother is a mother. She wants to help her son, but she doesn't speak English, and the reality of this case requires extreme precautions for me." And so the judge, an austere gray-haired presence, began the formal process of asking Massawi questions to ensure that he understood the consequences of giving up his right to a lawyer. Yes, he understood he could get the death penalty or at minimum, quote, never see the light again. He had a lawyer, he said, a Muslim who'd come to visit him in jail and would be his standby lawyer to do things that Massawi could not, like contact witnesses or review classified evidence that Massawi will not be able to see. Judge Brinkema told the defendant that his unnamed lawyer might not be eligible to practice in Virginia, that he might not get security clearance, and that in the meantime she was ordering the public defender's office to continue on a standby basis. The litany of questions continued, but at almost every question, Massawi wanted to talk about what he called proof of his innocence. "Judge Brinkema, I don't need this kind of detail right now." Massawi persisted. The judge reminded him that if he didn't follow her rules, he could be restrained or even removed from the courtroom. "Massawi, I have no problem as long as my mouth cannot be restrained." "Judge Brinkema, your mouth can be restrained if it's necessary." "I understand," said Massawi, but within moments he was trying once again to give testimony that he said would set him free this very day. His London, England address was critical, he said. It had been raided by armed British police in 1998. The judge tried to move on. "Massawi, how can I have a public trial? You are relying on your ability to censor me because if I would say it, I would be removed from the courtroom." "Judge Brinkema, this is not a place for speeches." "Massawi, I have a written motion with compelling evidence of a government undercover operation against me and potentially the 19 hijackers. I have physical proof the government has been following me since the day I entered the United States." His argument fell on deaf ears. Outside the courthouse, in the pouring rain, the public defenders who Massawi so mistrusts said they were responsible for finding the lawyer he does seem to trust. Public defender Frank Dunham.
"We were trying to find a lawyer who could get in and reestablish some confidence with the man. We think that it's a disaster in this case. There's no way he can get a fair trial representing himself. He needs to have counsel. Any Muslim lawyer that we thought was halfway qualified to represent this man, we got him on the list at the jail and got the government to agree to let the man go in. And the gentleman that they're talking about, who's not identified, is somebody we got on the list to go in to see him."
And how long would it take a lawyer to get up to speed on this case?
"A real long time. In fact, if he sat down and began reading now, he couldn't read it all by the time the trial begins."
Musawi's mother also came to the microphones.
"Je suis sa mère."
"I'm his mother," she said. "The work of a mother is never finished. I am for him until my death." Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.